Staff Sergeant Bryce Tarswell, Commanding Officer of the High Prairie RCMP. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us today. Let's talk a little bit about the roads, especially in the wintertime here, Staff Sergeant. Please, as a little bit of an icebreaker, comments on the fact that drivers have to make adjustments on the road, especially at this time of the year.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. They absolutely do. The biggest advice I can give is making sure that drivers have correct tires for the conditions. Mm-hmm. In Alberta, of course, Alberta weather, we can go from +3 to -40 overnight. So even in the winter, we get varying road conditions. When it gets to that plus side of things, we get that slush out there, and that can really wreak havoc, you know, on the roads. And then we can get down to temperatures like today where we're encroaching on that -40 mark, and that's going to add a whole new aspect because it's going to get that road a lot harder. The frost is going to be up, and there's going to be that black ice on top. So my biggest advice, get good tires and drive to the road conditions. Make sure all your liquids and fluids are all topped up as well, but make sure you have good tires and just drive to the road conditions.
That's actually a good point you bring up here with the tires as well as the drivers here, Staff Sergeant. A lot of people may have the bigger vehicles or the tires that may or have the drivers think that they can still stop on a dime, as it were. How misleading is that?
Oh, it's absolutely. You're putting kind of a false... you're depending, I guess, on your vehicle, maybe a little bit falsely. If you think I've got the big jacked up 4x4, you know, that it's going to stop, no problems, it is what it is. That's totally untrue. The unfortunate part is it does give those people a false sense of security, and 9 times out of 10, the ones you're going to find in the ditch are usually the ones that are the vehicles people believe are perfect for the weather. So, and a lot of those vehicles as well, they're going to have bigger tires and that kind of thing. So they're getting away from the factory side of things, and the tires are bigger on the jacked up trucks, and your speed's going to be skewed. So you've just really got to pay attention to that. Don't put all your faith in a vehicle. Put all your faith in your driving abilities. And it can come fast too. The cold weather in Alberta can come literally within 24 hours. We can go from summer to winter. So we've got to be very prepared for that and just take it nice and easy till we get ourselves kind of acclimated to the driving conditions again.
You mentioned preparation here not 10 seconds ago. Some of that preparation might be in the form of having emergency kits in the car. Comments on the fact that the emergency kits are a little bit underrated and should be there.
They absolutely are. I think every vehicle, no matter what the season is, should have an emergency kit in it, especially in this weather. Don't depend on cell phones as your security blanket, because you can get into spots that there's no cell service and very isolated. So make sure you have all that winter gear inside, good boots, toques, mitts, big jackets, and then, you know, flares, I call them flares, but triangles and mm-hmm. booster cables and blankets and that kind of stuff. Just really be prepared for the worst outcome. Kind of prepare for the worst and settle for the best.
I ask this question because I've encountered it quite a few times when I'm out on the road. There are a lot of people that for some reason they have their driving lights on. They think that the driving lights are bright enough, which they usually are, but the problem is they don't have their headlights on per se, and and the reason we're all frustrated about it is because we can't see the taillights from the back. Now, how frustrating is it, and how easy is it in your mind to say, hey, maybe I just need to take 2 nanoseconds and turn on the headlights?
I agree with you 100%. We, again, vehicles and technology nowadays, they're almost bulletproof, and it's almost to a situation where you just get in the vehicle and you assume, which isn't always the greatest thing, that everything is as it should be. You've set everything to auto. Take the time. Just take a walk around. Start your car. Make sure the headlights and the taillights are working. Make sure everything's brushed off. Make sure your tires are in good shape, especially in this weather. And I agree with you. It does get a little bit frustrating. And, you know, when I do happen to pull up beside somebody and say, "Hey, man, headlights instead of just daylight, their daytime running lights," they're usually very receptive to it. And it's kind of like a friendly reminder. So maybe this could be that friendly reminder to just make sure that everything is working as it should be. Walk around, brush off everything, because, again, in Alberta, our road conditions are so atrocious that we need every advantage to make sure we're safe on the roads.
Staff Sergeant, I asked that question on two fronts. Number one, it happens when the sun is not up. And number two, it happens actually quite a bit when visibility is less than ideal. Say it's foggy or it's snowing or whatever the case may be. But that was the reason I asked that headlights question. I guess the bottom line is, especially heading into the Christmas season, to take care.
Absolutely. Drive with care. Everybody's excited. We're at that time of the, I'm excited as well. But when you're going to family, when you're traveling long distances, make sure you leave yourself lots of time. Check the roads on AMA. They have a fantastic website. You can even go on, they've got some live feeds on there. Make sure you leave yourself lots of time. Make sure your vehicle's in tip-top condition. If you need those new tires, this is the time to get the new tires. Top up all your fluids, get your safety packs, and just remember to make sure you have enough safety gear for everybody traveling. So if it's you, your wife, maybe a couple kids, make sure everybody has enough.
Staff Sergeant Bryce Tarswell is the commanding officer of the High Prairie RCMP Detachment. Staff Sergeant, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody.